All right, hello, this is Herbert, an ambassador for Service Corps of 2019. We did Service Corps in Hanoi, Vietnam, and I have the lovely Nimi here. So I want you to introduce yourself more elaborately.
Okay, well, as you just said, I'm Nimi. I come from London, England, and I'm here as part of 2019 Service Corps. My role back home is house manager for our head office, which is basically a glorified title for office manager. My whole being here is to relay this experience to everyone back home. You know, it's great that I can be the mouthpiece, I can be the visual person, and hopefully when people hear what I've done and what we've done whilst we've been out here, it'll encourage them to want to do the same.
Okay. So, and actually in preparation of Service Corps, before you were even an ambassador, what was your take on it? What were your thoughts just considering it, putting in the application?
Do you know, my good friend at work, Nikki, was lucky enough to do Service Corps last year to Mexico. And when she came back, she was so enthusiastic and so excited to tell me and the rest of the team exactly what Service Corps was about. And one of the things she kept saying to me is, you have to apply. Because even when you're telling someone what it is you've been through, until you're actually in their shoes, you're there and you're experiencing it, you can't imagine how much you're going to get from it. And I think that being here, even the journey getting here, it's this big adventure, if you like. And then you get here and you immerse yourself in a way that you wouldn't necessarily do if you were just coming here as a holiday destination. And for that, I'm so grateful. I'm really happy that I made that decision to apply and was lucky enough to get selected.
Nice. It's good that you had someone to tell you about it. So you already were able to create a certain impression, I guess.
Yeah.
Or something to anticipate to. So I guess leading into that, what was your expectations coming in? Like once we got here, what did you expect?
Well, one of the things that I was really keen to learn when we got here was what everyday life is like, because as tourists we often get the glossified version of a place. So it's been really great the first day just to acclimatize, and with a group of my friends now, we were able to explore just a little bit of the city. We just walked, we didn't really have a plan, we just walked the main street and saw where it took us. And already we were seeing everyday Vietnam. You've got people selling their wares right there on the pavement beside you, they're cooking, families are eating, there are animals, there are people sitting just chatting. Life in general is just taking place, unfurling before your eyes. And it's not glossy, it's real.
Yeah.
So you don't have level, you know, paths to walk. The traffic here is crazy, like you wouldn't imagine. trying to cross the road, again, was an adventure in itself. There are so many motorbikes and cars and people shooting, and nobody gives way. And just dodging traffic, trying to get from one side of the road to the other. That was the initial view of Vietnam.
Yeah. So I guess with that question, I'm assuming you probably were skeptical your first day seeing what you saw. But obviously, since you've been here an entire week and we're spending our last day together, what impression do you have now of Hanoi, Vietnam?
Well, I always expected that it would be kind of busy. People who have been here before have said to me, you know, it's incredibly busy, it's noisy, it's frenetic. There's this energy, which I really love, because like I said, things are real here, it's not sanitized in any way, and you really feel that you get a sense of what it's like to be a person from Vietnam. We've shared the same food, we've eaten in the same markets. We've been able to immerse ourselves in a way that maybe we would have been afraid to before. You know, one of the things we're told before we travel here is, you know, don't drink the water, don't eat the street food, don't put ice in your drinks and so on. Yeah, there are so many don'ts that you can come here with this expectation of, oh my God, it's going to be awful.
Yeah.
The reality is, the food is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I think it's now one of my favorite cuisines. You need to be careful when you're drinking water because it's different, but no more, I think, than when you're back home.
Yeah.
It's just a sense of caution. But generally, I felt very safe here. I felt the people are really warm, very genuine, and just excited that you're here enjoying their country.
Absolutely. And just to add on to that, I know I'm interviewing you, but you said something that was very significant. Like when we were told, be careful of this, be careful of that, be careful of that. And I feel like in life, when you're kind of in your bubble within your community, it builds this perception. And from all the places that I've lived, I finally learned that our indifferences is all from someone's perspective.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, perception. We all have a perception, but then you have to see it at their perspective.
Yeah.
And we talked about it in the group, and that was one of my things is accountability. You have to look at yourself. But anyways, not to lead into that, I want to make the transition back to the group. So I asked you the question, how was the application process? So once you were picked, we had to have these one-hour talks with the other ambassadors over the phone.
That's one of the golf buggies which they transport people around the hotel to. That's what the squeaking is, if you're wondering.
Yeah, sorry for the interruption. But yeah, so we had a one-hour conversation over the phone, and we were anonymous on these phone conversations. It was Skype, but it's not like we can see video of one another. We just heard each other's voices. Mm-hmm. So what impression did you have on the group before meeting us?
What a diverse group we are. Obviously, the common thread is that we're all part of the Levi Strauss company, but everyone was coming at it from a different angle. But I think we were all interested to know what lay ahead of us. For me, it was visiting a factory for the first time, visiting Vietnam for the first time, meeting all of you guys, and putting faces to those voices, because you do get a perception in your head. You hear a voice, oh, I wonder what that person looks like. Even though you have the photograph subsequently, I think it was nice to be able to say, oh, that was the person who took so long with their interview, that first conversation. Or that was the person that didn't get a chance to finish what it was they were saying. And having got here and met these people and talked to them, you kind of understand where they're coming from. People get very excited about doing something like this. And that enthusiasm, I think, just carried through that conversation. And then to get here and meet each other and be able to interact with each other and have those conversations for real has been such an enlightening experience. And one thing we've all said is that we've all come from all over the world, from all different backgrounds, we're all doing different jobs, but we've bonded in a really organic and wonderful way. And it kind of sounds corny, but there hasn't been a bad word said amongst the group. We've all just genuinely gelled, and it's been fantastic.
Yes, beautiful. And within your week here, I would like to know your most heartfelt moment. What was your most emotional moment?
The most emotional moment. We went along to a local school to do the project work. And we pulled into the front area. And as we all piled out of our minibuses, the children were lined up on the balconies outside the classroom, screaming. And it wasn't screaming that they were terrified, it was screaming that they were happy we were there. And this screaming went on way, until such time we entered the building. They were so happy, so excited, so enthusiastic to see this group of foreigners, which we are, coming to see them. And I suppose they were excited as to what was going to happen when we got to their classroom. When we actually got to the classroom, the happiness was there, the smiles, that universal language when you don't speak the same tongue. The light, the brightness in their eyes, the enthusiasm of what was going to happen. And then when we started the actual learning process, it's all through games and play. And you have this blow-up beach ball of the world, which the children threw from person to person. And of course, the ball got dropped, there were giggles, there was laughter, somebody else had snatched the ball. And the interaction between the children, but also how orderly it was when the teacher would say, okay, enough, we need to calm down and listen. They would stop, and they would listen, and they would wait for the next instruction. You never see children so well behaved at such a young age. They're probably around 6-7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, going in to do project work, I was excited myself, and looking forward to what the experience was, and really happy with how it went, given that there was a language barrier, even though we had the translator with us. A lot of the time, you want to be speaking to that child, and even though the child can't understand what you're saying, you hope by the tone of your voice and your body language and your facial expressions that they kind of get what it is you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's, I think the children was a highlight moment. And I like you mentioned the differences in language, because what I felt that was most important was our presence. And that says a lot, that sometimes you don't have to speak the language or even relate to the person, but just your presence can be compelling for someone or give a little sense of hope.
And
so just showing up.
And I think not just within that community, but just life in general. You know, you stop in the market, and the one phrase, "Xin Chao," you know, which is hi, you know, hello. And it's just that initial contact with someone you're meeting for the first time, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, "Xin Chao." So immediately it's returned, it's reciprocated, you get a smile, and so the conversation begins. Lots of hand waving and gestures. But gestures and hand language, you know, body language can go a long way when you're trying to get your message across.
Absolutely. So I only have two more questions, but I'll start with the difficult one first, and then the easy one will be the last. But starting with the difficult one is, so your week of being here and all that we've done and seen, is there anything you felt we could have done more on, or something that you felt that would serve us any good to participate in?
I think the closer we can get to people who are Vietnamese, living the real Vietnamese life, as it were, as opposed to people who are very much like us, living how we are back home, I think the better. It creates a greater understanding of the struggles that other people are going through, because you find the world over, people are struggling in their own way, and a lot of the time that kind of overlaps. So empathy, I think, is a big thing for me. Whatever I'm doing, I always feel I empathize with people and try and understand their situation, and to genuinely show that person compassion when you need to, or relatability when you need to, and that, you know, at the end of the day, we're all people.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And last question, I hope this is an easy one, but what do you take, or what are you going to bring back to London after this experience?
Wow, well, apart from the fact I've got about 1,000 photographs to show people, it's just that even though this is considered to be a third world country, it's growing. It, you know, day by day, people are empowering themselves, they're eager to learn, and this country is transforming. You can see from the skyline already there are, you know, big tower blocks kind of mixed in with, you know, the traditional housing, and Vietnam is going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Yeah, so that's it. It was a pleasure speaking to you and hearing your experience with Service Corps in Hanoi, Vietnam.
Service Corps, just to add, anyone out there who's thinking, oh, you know, maybe I'd like to do it, but I'm not sure, do it. It's always good to step out of your comfort zone and to experience things for yourself rather than what people are telling you. And you probably find that you love the experience just as much as we have. So I say go for it.
Yes. Well, you heard it from her. Go outside your comfort zone. Hi, Nimi. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. So you said yes, right? I don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, you say yes.